Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Broadcasting from the 57th Annual CMA Awards.
It's the Bobby Bones Show.
All right, it's Morgan here with Old Dominion, who, in fact, may not be Old Dominion anymore, because what the heck are the Cowboys?
Old Midland.
Old Midland. Yeah. We're Midland here down at the CMAs. And
are y'all taking over for Midland? Is that what's
another
happening?
Tough year. Lost to Old Dominion again.
You do also have, like, a jacket that's got some detail on it. You are giving some Midland vibes.
Well, you know, our new album, the sixth album upcoming, is it's going to be called Finally Country, Old Dominion, Finally Country. So, yeah.
You are totally not serious, but you know, it wouldn't be a bad press day for y'all if you do that, right?
That's true.
Hey.
It wouldn't be bad.
Yeah. If you had to sing a song, Finally Country, can you give me a taste of it? Y'all can write songs in like a minute, so.
Finally Country.
Yeah.
Your turn.
Started out rock, okay. Changed to pop, got a hat. Next thing you know, we're
finally country.
Well, there you go. Another hit number one song on country radio. Guys, you guys are doing you did the No Bad Vibes tour, and you guys never have bad vibes pretty much any time I've ever met you. I could be wrong on that.
Never.
But in 2023, have you had a moment where you're like, this is a bad vibe? I've had a really bad vibe with this.
Oh, yeah. For sure,
yeah.
When I broke my pelvis, that was a pretty bad vibe.
It's
a pretty bad vibe. Yeah, yeah. But okay. Now I'm back, so I'm good.
Yeah, you don't look like you broke a pelvis.
Right?
It looks good. What about you guys?
Your pelvis looks good, man. Your pelvis looks really good.
I don't know how to compliment that, okay? So I got really nervous.
Yeah, yeah.
I like
really
looked down and I was like, don't look
I was
going
to say, it's also really hard to like talk about it for so long without looking down. So
I know.
Like, don't look down.
Well, I literally was like, okay.
Let me get a gainer of your pelvis.
Can I give it a little pelvis. Feel? Let me, how's it doing? Let me give it a little, yeah.
What about you guys? Since we obviously know.
I have a pretty bad vibe right now. I'm really hungover.
Pretty hungover.
Oh,
not a good vibe.
You know,
but I'm trying to turn it around. It's
coming
around.
Have your hangovers gotten worse as you've gotten older?
Yeah. That doesn't stop me from getting them.
They've gotten. Listen, I just turned 30, and I swear everything just hit the worst brutal. Place ever.
Yeah.
So I'm imagining it gets worse.
Tough.
It does.
Yeah.
Okay. You have that to look forward to.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That is not good. What about you two?
Bad vibes. You know, I just got over a nasty cold. So that was not a good vibe when I was
that
having
is not
cold.
A good vibe.
Yeah,
but you sound great.
Oh, I feel really good now. But okay. For like 3 or 4 days, I was pretty unhappy.
Okay.
We'll call that a bad vibe.
That is a bad vibe.
I'm trying to think. I've had a perfect year.
No, see, we're not talking good vibes. You said no bad vibes, so like I have to bring some bad vibes.
Yeah.
I know.
You have nothing.
Like,
bring
I'm
some
trying
bad
to think.
Vibes.
I'm trying to think of one bad vibe. You know, I'll say Halloween. I was MacGruber. And
who's MacGruber?
Who's MacGruber, you ask?
Is that a valid
That was very MacGruberish.
But I thought my wig could have been better.
Okay.
So it was a pretty good costume, but I it was kind of bad vibe that I just wished I would have nailed it a little
you
bit.
You still
better.
Didn't answer me though. Who is that? I'm genuinely
MacGruber,
don't know.
It's one of the best movies of all time. Will Forte, I would say maybe his best character.
It's like
do you know who MacGyver is.
Yeah, I know who MacGyver is.
It's like a spoof of MacGyver.
Okay. So you guys knew the inside joke. I did not.
Well, yeah, I mean, we've been watching the movie on the bus for years. So
yeah.
Is that a thing? Do you guys watch like a repeat movie every year?
That movie.
MacGyver.
Yeah.
It's MacGyver, right?
No, the movie is called MacGruber.
What? Now I'm so lost.
It was an SNL
You're messing
skit
with yourself right now.
I know. Okay, well, I do have a fun would you rather question because you guys, I quite don't know what movie we're talking about anymore.
Okay, sure.
I have lost it. Would you rather, let's real quickly tell me who your heroes are. You probably all have different heroes, like a famous hero.
A famous hero?
Famous.
You can't say your mom.
Spider-Man.
She's not famous. Spider-Man.
Spider-Man.
Ooh, man.
A
famous
hero?
One.
Batman.
You guys are all going superheroes. Okay.
I'd say Rocky.
Why go
Rocky
regular
Balboa?
Hero when you could go superhero?
That's fair. I mean, I just, like, George Jones. I don't know.
Oh,
you guys
that's
went
fair.
Straight
that's
Spider-Man.
Fair.
Steve Eiserman also. great. He's a hockey player for the Detroit Red Wings, in case you never heard of him.
I have not. I appreciate the knowledge.
I'll go with Slash from Guns N' Roses.
Okay,
so you meet these people, Batman, Spider-Man included, and if there were vomit involved, would you prefer to vomit on them or them vomit on you?
I'd say I'd like to vomit on him.
Question is this.
Well, we were talking about MacGruber. Listen, would you rather vomit on Batman?
When did you think of this question?
You really want to know? It came from Lunchbox. Let's be honest here.
Oh, surprise, surprise.
I guess I'd rather vomit on Batman.
Yeah.
I would rather be vomited on by Spider-Man, because whatever that like mask situation is would be really entertaining.
That's fair.
Yeah.
That is a good one.
Yeah.
His is worse, so just know that I chose the better of the two. What about you guys?
I would like to puke. I would take off Slash's top hat, puke in the hat.
That's a smooth move.
This way, it wouldn't be on him, and if he wanted it to be, he could put
always,
it on.
This is the problem with this question. It's always better to be. To be the vomiter than to be vomited on.
The vomitee?
Being the vomiter, you are more awkward. It's more uncomfortable.
I don't care. Vomit on me is going to create vomit out of me. So.
That is a good point.
Yeah.
I really appreciate this interview. That
I'd like
has
to
been...
vomit on Rocky Balboa.
Did I mention I'm really hungover?
You are. You know what? That has been a bodily fluids interview with Old Dominion. You're welcome.
Again.
Old Midland?
Old Dominion.
Yeah, there it is.
Old Midland.
Old Midland.
The CMAs are live on ABC.
Tonight.
At 8, 7 Central.
Lunchbox here, and George Burge is in the house.
Let's go.
Dude, so I got a question. Like, in life, is there anything you ever sucked at?
Yeah, a lot. Most things,
like
honestly.
What?
Yeah. Well, I'll never forget, like in baseball, I once got thrown out at first base from right field. So, like, I was never very fast.
But you were still a good baseball player.
I mean, I could hit it, but about it.
Okay.
Yeah. Talking to girls. Yeah. That was hard until probably college for me.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Even though you were a stud athlete, like you're
catching a tan. Hard,
tough.
You know
that is something you can't control.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
man, I got a pretty long list now that we think about it. But I'm gonna need therapy if I keep going on that.
No,
but yeah.
Because you're like a super athlete, like golf. Then you're a good musician. Like it's weird how so many good musicians are good golfers. It's like, oh, I'm not gonna go play in the PGA. I'll just become a country music star. How is that,
man? So in high school, I was like obviously above average at golf, and I thought it was something that like maybe I wanted to go play on the PGA tour one day. And I barely scraped by and got on the golf team at the University of Texas. And once I got there and saw how good the guys on the PGA tour actually are, I very quickly realized that that was not going to happen for me. But playing music and playing golf go together pretty well. Everybody that plays golf wants to play country music, and everybody that plays country music wants to play golf. And so we all get along real well. And yeah, it turns out pretty good.
Is it weird to see guys that you played with on the PGA Tour? Is that just strange?
100%, especially when you see the checks those guys are making.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Like, when you go make $1 million on a weekend, you're like, dude, I remember eating Chipotle with that guy. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I remember going down the drag and going, oh, man, we might as well get some ramen tonight. You know what I mean? Like, oh, that sounds great.
And they're doing post-round interviews with, like, a $40,000 Rolex. And, yeah, you're like, I used to know that guy.
Do you... Is that something you strive for? Get a $40,000 Rolex? How do you know when you made it? Like, is there something you're
going to
buy?
Let me tell you how I know I hadn't made it, because this is my first red carpet, my first CMAs this year. And so the label gives you a little budget to, like, get dressed up so that you're not looking like trash on the red carpet. They want you to look nice out there, right?
Okay. When a record label comes to you and says, here's your budget to go get dressed, how much money do they give you?
It was a really nice, it had a comma in it, but a small comma. Let's put it that way. Like, it was good.
Okay.
More than I've ever spent on clothes before. We'll put it that way, right? And so I'm like, well, I'm going to go to Nordstrom. I'll buy a suit. That's where you buy nice clothes. Nordstrom, right? I don't know.
I go to Nordstrom Rack, man. Have you ever been there?
That's where I needed to be. Because they take me, and I see this jacket, and it's like, it's fire, right? Like, it's textured, but it's black. And
I don't know what that means.
It pops, but it looked good,
okay,
right?
Okay, when you say textured, I'm like, okay.
Yeah, well, it felt good. It felt country, but classy. How about that? And so I put it on, and I'm like, the lighting's good, and the person helping me is like hyping me up. She's like, oh yeah. She's like, you're killing it in that. And so I'm like, is this the one? I feel like this is the one. She's like, oh, that's the one. That's
I think
red
that's what they're
look,
paid to
right?
do.
Yeah.
Like, they're paid to take it.
I am
good.
10 feet tall in this moment, right? And so I was like, all right, we'll ring it up. That's the one, right? And she's like, all right, well, and she kind of like gently like flashes the price tag at me as she's going to check it out. It was
$4,900.
$4,900! I was like, actually, we're going to leave that one on the rack for now. I'm going to Men's Warehouse. And let me tell you, my Men's Warehouse look is pretty good. I got it dialed for tomorrow.
Let me tell you about Men's Warehouse. I did that for my wedding. I did a suit, and it was like, buy one, get one free. It was like, heck yeah!
Me and Lunch need an endorsement from Men's Warehouse.
I mean, I don't understand how they can do that. Like, I still don't understand how that is possible, but I'm like, deal.
As long as they're not seeing the tags, you're feeling good, right? Like, and that's my thing. You know, I got a nice pair of boots, I got a nice cowboy hat, and we got a budget suit. But that nobody will know.
That's pretty awesome, dude. Yeah. I mean, that's what I like, is like, people don't understand, like, when you get, oh, I got 1 minute? Dang it. We're here vibing, and I get a finger point at me. I was like, don't ask it. Okay.
But I'll to answer your question, long story short, I will know I have made it when I can buy that jacket, the texture jacket for $4,900.
Because
that's not today.
Let me tell you, yeah. When I knew I made it, as a kid, I'd go to the lake, and I'd see people on a jet ski, right? And I was like, dang, they are rich.
Yeah, I mean, right?
Like, that is it. And so then I went and bought a jet ski at one point. I didn't have anywhere to keep it. I just bought a jet ski because I was like, oh, my God, I've made it in life. And let me tell you, I rode that thing all over Lake LBJ, like just tore up.
Lake LBJ,
like,
man.
Loved
one
it.
One of my favorite lakes in America. Was it a Sea-Doo?
Yeah.
That's big boy money with the Sea-Doo.
It was big boy, dude. Like, you put a chick on the back. I loved it. And then Lake LBJ flooded and it got swept away in the flood.
Damn. Well, let's go ride jet skis together one day.
It would be great. And then one more thing I want you to say is, like, when you see something in someone's teeth, do you ever tell them?
You know, I don't.
Yeah, because I got this green thing in my tooth. I put it there the whole interview on purpose, seeing if you would tell me. And you didn't say a dang thing.
I saw it from the second we sat down. I just felt like we weren't close enough. But, like, I wasn't going to, like, yeah, man. The camera's far away. You look handsome otherwise. I didn't want to do that to you. And I figured they can't see you on a radio. So it's like.
Like, I literally took a pin cap and shoved that in between my teeth to see if George Bird would tell me that.
You know in Austin Powers when he can't stop looking at the mole? Yeah. That was in your teeth. I was like.
Because there's this, you know, like when you see a stranger in public, if they got toilet paper.
I'm so glad you told me that, bro. Like, I couldn't stop looking at it.
So, like, if you see someone with toilet paper on their shirt.
Bro, go see a dentist.
Oh man! All right, George Burge.
Thanks.
Before you go, I gotta ask for Morgan. Morgan has one question for you. And it's a would you rather? Would you rather be with your hero and your hero puke on you, or you puke on your hero?
Oh, I'd rather my hero puke on me any day of the week, man. Because then you're boys, right? Because you'd be like, hey, man, it's okay. Like, we clean that off. Everything's good. You puke on your hero, they never want to talk to you again, right?
That's a great point.
Yeah.
George Burge, everyone, his first
wisdom.
Red carpet. Congratulations. And, hey, next time you see someone's teeth, tell them if a girl has
a little puke in your teeth, yeah. Actually.
The CMAs are live. Tonight. At 8, 7 Central on ABC.
All right, it's Morgan here with the Lainey Wilson. How does it feel that you have a the in front of your name now? It's strange. It's strange, but I'll take it. I don't feel like I could say your name now without saying the, because the. You are just, I mean, Lainey, you have to feel it. Like, you have just blown up. You are a massive superstar. Does that feel weird still?
Yeah, it's kind of been one of those, like, overnight things that you don't talk about the other 12 years that you've been
really
in town.
Not overnight, but yeah.
But, yeah, it does feel like once it started taking off, it was just kind of like, all right, here you go, hold on.
Yeah.
I'm holding on, girl.
You so are. But I want to know, like, for you too, has there been any moments yet you've had so much happen that you're looking back on and you're like, dang, is that really my life? Maybe it's personal more than professional too.
You know what? Probably the day that the CMA nominations came out was one of those moments that was like, what is really, really happening? Standing in my kitchen and these nominations came out, and then when Entertainer of the Year came across, I was like, about to pass out and pee my pants all at the same time. I was like, Lord.
Did you pee your pants a little
bit? I didn't. I didn't.
Okay.
I didn't. I went and checked. So we're good. We're good. But That's a hard one to wrap your head around.
Oh yeah, and being Entertainer of the Year, man, like I'm rooting for you in every aspect. Does it feel weird too? Because you have women who want to be you and men who want to date you. Like there is no in between.
Hey,
are you like, dang, I kind of got my pick right now? But I mean, you're in a relationship, obviously. But you know what I mean? Does that feel crazy?
For sure. Because I will tell you, like when I'm sitting down to write a song, my goal is, all right, how can I make these folks feel like that, you know, like I'm their friend? And we've somehow kind of done that with the music for the girls and the guys. And so, I don't know, it is awesome to watch. And everybody showing up to these shows in their bell bottoms and hats, and we really doing something.
You know, I really have seen more. I mean, I have bell bottoms. We mentioned that you and I look a little similar. We got a vibe going.
We got it going.
I have seen more bell bottoms and hats than I have ever seen in my time in country music.
They're everywhere.
And you have done that. You've inspired not only music, but fashion.
Yeah, somebody told me the other day, actually, Mike over here, he said, you single-handedly brought back the ugliest pants in the world. He said, you really
you
did
don't
something.
Like bell bottoms?
We're going to get him in a pair of bell bottoms, too.
What? I got them on. I was going to say, we got to be careful there. I mean, you have, though. Okay, this is totally off subject, but who's your hero? Give me a hero of yours.
Dolly Parton.
Okay, so Dolly.
And I got to spend some time with her last Friday.
Well, maybe this happened, because this is a would you rather question.
Okay.
Would you rather Dolly vomit on you or you vomit on Dolly?
I'd rather Dolly vomit on me. I'm not saying I would enjoy it. That sounds weird, but I would definitely be really, really embarrassed if I vomited on her.
I know, right?
But I'll tell you what, I don't know if Dolly vomits.
I don't think
she's
Dolly
perfect.
Does anything wrong.
Yeah, like she, yeah.
No way. Not even if she had a drink.
What would you rather? I got to know yours. If it was Dolly, would you rather vomit on Dolly?
It'd be Shania.
It'd be Shania,
mine.
Okay.
And I would definitely rather her vomit on me because way do I need to embarrass myself that way. Like, I also have been told I'm, like, a really quiet vomiter, which is a really weird compliment.
It'd be a silent thing. Yeah. So Shania wouldn't even see it coming.
And then it would just be weird.
No.
You know?
Yeah, and see, that's my thing.
Do you have any weird nicknames like that? Like, I'm a quiet vomiter. Do you have any, like, weird nicknames like that?
A lot of people call me Lane. A lot of people,
you know,
I mean.
My middle name's Lane.
Is it really?
Why we like each other. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But you don't have
is
any.
Is it L-A-N-E or?
L-A-Y-N-E.
I like that.
Yes. But no funny nicknames? I know you got perfect ones.
Oh,
you're
my
perfect.
Gosh. Some people call me Jitterbug. Actually,
you do like a jitterbug?
Well, Randy Travis's wife the other day called me Hummingbird because she said they were at a show of mine at Billy Bob's and I was running from each side of the stage. She said then I'd be like, and then run to the other side. And then
okay, I like Hummingbird. Yeah. I will now only call you Hummingbird.
Or Jitterbug.
We'll roll with it. Lainey, it's always good to see you. Thanks for coming.
The CMAs are live on ABC.
Tonight.
At 8, 7 Central.
Just got back from Australia.
Yeah.
Nice. Down under.
Down under. Yep. So.
Let me tell you, you got a good person here. You know why? Because she makes you look good because she introduces us. Because there's no way you would remember everybody's name. You wouldn't remember who we are.
How are you going to forget Lunchbox, though?
I know, but honestly, Bailey, I just think it was so smart of her. Because there's people that are like, I don't know who you guys are. And it's like awkward. And it's like so smart of her. Because then it doesn't put you in that awkward position.
No, you know, you meet like a billion people. And I'm trying. I'm learning. You know,
right.
I'm doing my best. But having Steph here is like a godsend.
Does she go everywhere with you?
Well, not everywhere. But
does she go to Australia with you?
In spirit. In spirit, she's okay. There, right? You've either got D-Money or you got Steph. So between the two, we're chilling all the time.
So how does that work? When you get with a record label, do they like bring you a bunch of people and they say, okay, we're thinking about this person for you, and then you see if you vibe, or do they assign them to you without you getting to pick?
No, actually, one of the first days we were like talking about, you know, being on country radio, they introduced me to Steph, and it was like, hey, this is Steph. She's badass. She's going to be awesome for you. And I was like, okay, bet. And then I had one of the hugs. I don't know if you've ever gotten a Stephanie hug.
Okay. No,
but they're unbelievable. They're
Can
unbelievable.
Confirm.
And
confirm.
I immediately drew to her.
Okay.
And now I love her very much.
Well, then, I mean, after this, I will have to get a Stephanie hug. Not in a creepy way. Just like, oh, here we go. Oh, that is a good, man.
It's a good bear hug.
That is a good hug, man.
Yep.
You know, Lunch, you never introed who we're with right now. Lunch and Morgan here with Bailey Zimmerman.
I think you can tell who we're with.
Listen.
Not many people sound like Bailey Zimmerman.
Hey,
you know
Lunchbox, we're on audio, not video, so nobody knows.
Did you just hear what I said? His voice is very distinct, just like my
voice.
We have distinct voices. That's how me and Bailey Zimmerman
You're
relate.
You're so right. Hey, Bailey, I have a question for you. I got to meet you a long time ago at Whiskey Gym right before you blew up, and you were already crushing it then. Now you're crushing it. You also have a crap ton of, like, chains and jewelry and stuff going on. I need to know the most expensive thing you own now. That you're so successful.
Like, and how much it cost.
I just bought this house, and honestly, I regret it so much. Like, it was this crazy expensive house, and I thought, yeah, you need a big house so I can have my family down. That was my whole point of buying this massive, huge house with the pool and
the parties. Right. Yeah.
So it was like, I need a place for my family to all come. I'm tired of having to get them hotels. And then I realized they're only going to come once. So now you're this 23-year-old living in this 10,000 square foot house.
Yeah! And, 10,000 square feet, boys and girls. You hear that? He is not a baller on a budget. He's just balling.
No, and I should have had a budget. I should have had a budget. So now I'm like kind of stuck in this really expensive house. And don't get me wrong, it's like a cool house, but I've realized I do not need that house, and I can't wait to get into a smaller one. You know how expensive it is to mow a big yard?
Were you mowing it?
I have to pay somebody.
Okay, that's
and
cool.
It's unbelievably expensive to mow the yard. So
how much does it cost for them to come mow it once a week?
$350.
That is a big yard.
Oh my God.
Unbelievable.
That's a big yard.
That's like $1,500. I'm not good at math. I failed algebra too, but that's like $1,500 a month. Who needs a why? No. No.
You need yourself like a little penthouse situation. No yard.
Why?
Well, no.
You know, we come into just, you know, I've either got to get okay with spending the money on the yard, or I need to not have a yard. I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm only 23, so hopefully I figure this out, Lunchbox. But it's just.
But you don't really have to, because you are just going to keep piling money up. And so it's just like, you know, 10,000 feet in the big enough.
Tough. Too much. Too much.
Would you ever buy an island? Because this guy thinks the first thing he's going to do if he gets money, he's going to buy an island.
No, I am not buying an island. I'm going to focus on, I want to get my parents out of debt and my family out of debt. And then maybe I'll talk about buying a different house or something. But gosh dang, just on the record, for anybody that gets successful and starts to make money, don't think you need this massive house, because you're going to get in it, and then it's just going to be a really big house that costs a lot to clean. It costs a lot to mow the yard. You know what happens when your pool runs out of this? It costs a bunch of money to have somebody come over and put it in the pool.
How many
Unbelievable.
How many bedrooms do you actually use in the house?
Well, I've got people living with me, so we probably use like four or five now. But it's just like,
you got yourself like a little frat house going on.
Yeah, and it's fun.
He's
but
23. It's exactly what you're supposed to do.
That's amazing. Like I didn't say it was a bad thing.
I had a roommate, you know what I mean?
But
I lived in
it's
an
amazing.
Yeah, that's what we've got. All the boys living there.
Well,
but gosh dang,
I was living at home with my parents.
Yeah, it's but yeah, life is very. Man, I'm so blessed to be able to. We got to wrap it up. But for the record, I am very blessed. To be where I'm at. I don't want anybody thinking that I take this for granted. This is
insane. Hey, real quick.
Insane.
Do you ever
hear people up back at the old job be like, hey, look at my 10,000 square foot home?
I would never. I would never. I would never
like
do
throw
that.
A party for them, like,
I wish we could throw a massive old party.
That would be awesome.
I mean, I think it's.
All right, let's put it together.
We can throw a party. We'll
big,
do that.
Big party at my new house.
Really quick. Would you rather throw up on your hero or have your hero throw up on you?
Oh, man. Have my hero throw up. Are you kidding me? Well.
So would you rather?
It's tough, man.
You thought it was a direct answer.
I would rather have them throw up on me, because I'm going to be totally okay with it, and I don't know if they would be okay with me, because I'm not their hero. So they're going to be like, who's this random kid throwing up on me? Whereas to me, I'm going to be like, oh my gosh, Jeff Keith just threw up on me. This is freaking badass.
Perfect. Thank you, Bailey. It's great to see you.
Yeah, dude, cheers. Let's go.
Let's go.
The CMAs are live tonight at 8/7 Central on ABC.
You know how they asked you? They said at one point there's going to be a question you're going to get sick of. I was like, never. Now when somebody's like, so I got to ask, how'd you get the name Jelly Roll? I'm like,
hey, mark that down.
Yeah, sorry.
Crazy how they ask the same over and over.
Over and over. And I was cool with it the first year because I knew nobody knew me. You know, but now like a year and a half later, I'm like, I almost want to send people links. What's up, Dick Scoop? What are you doing, baby? I didn't realize you were back there being a producer extraordinaire.
Jelly, you have so much just insane, amazing energy. That's why I ran up to you, is because I just wanted a hug, because you just make me feel good.
Oh, thank you.
Did you come out as a baby like that? Like, did you have that energy always?
Dude, I was – so I'm embarrassed to admit this because somebody's going to pick on me. I'm the baby of four or five.
Oh, so you got the soft-hearted one.
Yeah, I was the baby. So, like, I always had this energy because everybody was always excited to see me because I was the baby.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? It was always like, oh, there goes little brother.
Is that why we have energy?
Are you the baby too?
Yeah.
So am I. We have three babies.
Yeah. Wow, let's go. We're all super entitled. Good for us.
I mean, maybe that is it, because you always want the attention too, because the older siblings are getting the attention. If you ain't loud,
You got to do something.
You ain't going to get, hey, hello.
I had to be the entertainer. Yeah, I had two athletic brothers and a sister that was just maniac. So if I didn't entertain, I was out.
Yeah, I had a really smart sister that made straight A's and Dean's List and crap, and I'm like, I'm barely passing high school.
That was me too. Yeah, I made sure to wait to be the dead last sibling to disappoint the family the most. You know what I'm saying?
My parents have told me over and over again, if you would have been the first, you'd have been the last.
Yeah. That is messed up. Oh, God. No wonder you walk around like Eeyore sometimes. Jesus. Look, I'll introduce you to a therapist, Lunchbox. God, it's all good.
Hey, man, you know, you just got to live it.
You carry that stuff with you, man.
Hey, you know.
How's your marriage going?
My marriage is great. Good, so far, so good. As far as I know.
Good.
Okay, I mean, I do things that make her annoyed and make her mad, you know what I mean? But we've produced
three kids.
You're
not letting the trauma affect that, okay?
No, but I've got three kids, so, I mean, that's good. So she's still letting me.
Yeah, good. Y'all are still practicing.
Yeah, we're practicing.
Good for you, man. It's the best part of having kids is practice.
Yep. Practice makes perfect.
Yeah, 100%.
Speaking of marriage, you got a beautiful wife.
Oh, goodness. Thank you,
And
man.
I need to know what, like, Jelly Roll hubby looks like. Like, we know Jelly Roll on stage. We know Jelly Roll here. But, like, hubby Jelly Roll.
Oh, you got to go watch her TikTok because she shows it all. I'll be in my boxer sitting at the kitchen table and won't realize I'm on a TikTok, and it'll get 7 million views. And I'm just sitting there looking like a fluffy, like a manatee. Just sitting there, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, but we love manatees. Yeah, manatees are really soft.
Manatees are, no, manatees
somebody
are so
pet
ugly.
That seal.
They're so amazing.
What is it? A manatee is just a big blob. Like, it really is nothing. It's gross. It's a blob. It sucks.
I just called myself a manatee. Yeah, I leave. Take it easy, like, my God. If I'll never open and confide in you again. Yeah.
No.
He did do that. No.
I wasn't paying attention to you.
Say something nice about a manatee.
No, because I see them sometimes when I'm down in Florida.
He can't. Nice
I don't know. Listen,
do you say nice stuff ever? And you just
doesn't.
I like you, Jelly, but I wasn't paying attention to what you were saying about you being a manatee. I was hearing her say how beautiful manatees are.
They're really soft.
And I'm like, no, like, literally, I've seen them go
make
by.
You feel better about being fat, and you just doubled down.
I said that before you brought up manatees, okay?
She was trying to make me feel better about being fluffy, and you were like, they're blobs. They're just nasty. They stink. They're so fat. They're pointless.
Whoops. Well, all right. Well, take two. Let's edit that out, okay, guys?
No, that's staying right in there.
Oh, Jelly Roll.
I love y'all.
Okay, so this went just how I thought it would. Jelly Roll, what is the chore that she always makes you do? Like, do you always have to do the dishes, take the trash out? What's your task?
She says I'm pig pen. I just walk around with a little cloud of dirt that follows me. She's just happy if I remember to put the towel back on the rack. You know what I'm saying? And if I come home drunk, you can see a trail of my drunkenness. The shoes will be at the back door. The pants will be in the kitchen. The shirt will be in the living room. The boxers will be in the bathroom. And I'll just show up to the bedroom drunk and in my socks. I'm horrible. I'm the worst person to live
with.
I can't believe she loves me. No.
Hey, I just made sure.
They're just, when you're my size, they're hard to take off. You know what I'm saying? You got to be seated.
My wife is always wondering, like, how do you leave so much stuff everywhere? Like, why can I not just leave it in a pile? And she's like, how do you do, like, one shoe's here and one shoe's over here. How does that happen? I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah, that's what that's how I know we're kindred spirits. My wife's like, I don't care where you leave the pal. Just put it all in one pal. You know what I'm saying? It's like, she said, I'm like a stripper just walking around. Just, there's a shirt for that lamppost. There's a shoe for the dog pen. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, I feel like at this point, maybe you're just putting on a show for her.
Yeah, yeah, for
that's
sure.
Just,
even though she's asleep when he comes home drunk sometimes. I mean, there's no show for her. It's just, you know, it happens.
I haven't came home drunk in a while. That'll change tomorrow night probably, but.
How are you feeling, Jelly? You have a massive week. Like, you have so much going on, and you have – when I ran up to you, you were like, hearing that I'm Male Vocalist of the Year, like, as a nominee, you have so many big moments potentially happening. Like, what's going through your body right now?
Man, I'm just – I'm really excited, but as much as we joke and laugh, I am extremely humble and grateful. I'm very aware of what's happening right now. I'm very present in it, and I know – how rare this is that a guy comes in his first time being nominated for an award and being nominated for five of them, being the most nominated male, to have the number five song on country radio with the most nominated artist of the CMAs this
week.
What
up?
You know, I don't know what's happening at my record label right now, but they better be popping champagne. You know what I'm saying? Because, man, what an incredible year we're all having. And I'm just grateful I get to open the show. I get to close the show. It is,
and you get
crazy
to win a bunch of awards in between. Listen, in the middle of the show.
Man, if I win an award, it's just going to get silly. I'm almost afraid to win an award because I'm afraid I won't not know how not to drink, and I got to sing at the end of the night. Because listen, I am going to burn Broadway down if I win an award. Just so y'all know, meet me there. It is going to be an absolute circus.
Jelly Roll on Broadway. What is your Broadway bar of choice?
I'll tell y'all off
air. Anyone that has security.
Because me and Lainey have a party going. I don't think it's actually on Broadway, but I'll let y'all know. You got to come.
Okay.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, I will put the kids to bed, and I will come celebrate a win.
Don't let him fool you. He's going to be in bed.
Because I'm going to feel like Jelly Roll. I'm going to bring my prom king helmet, my crown from when I won prom king. And I'm
you won the prom king?
Heck yeah, Jelly Roll.
How many students were there? 12?
I really
actually, there was
you,
11
Jelly.
And 8 of them were homeschooled.
We do have a would you rather question.
Oh, yeah, please give it to me.
You ready for it?
Oh,
okay.
Yes.
If you get to meet your hero, would you rather vomit on them or them vomit on you?
Oh, goodness. I'd rather vomit on them for sure. I'd rather be the vomiter than the vomit recipient.
100%.
Right? Yeah, I'd always, that's a no-brainer, right?
You'd no-brainer. Just puke on.
And what a cool story. Like, I met Garth Brooks and just vomited all over him. You know what I'm saying? Garth's such a night guy. I wonder how he'd handle it. Would he finally lose it? Would that be the moment that pushed Garth over the edge? He's the sweetest dude ever. Finally, he's like, what the fuck? And just started losing his stuff.
Start slamming. Yeah. Who is this guy? Get this Jelly Roll guy away from me. I never want to see him again. Take his awards away. Yeah. No more country music. Stop playing his radio. Quit playing his songs. Jelly Roll is banned.
Just because I vomited all over him. No, Garth's such a nice guy. He'd be like, you okay, Jelly? I could just imagine him just being like, you sure you're all right? He'd be like, somebody get Jelly a napkin and a water. And poor Garth's just covered in my puke. It smells like tequila and pot.
It's a great imagery now. I really like it.
It smells like a mix of a pot brownie and tequila.
Oh, all right, Jelly Roll. Thank you so much, dude.
I love you, Lunchbox. I love you, Morgan.
It's great.
Thank
to see
y'all
you
so much.
Always.
One of these days,
I love the whole crew.
I mean, Jelly Roll says he plays golf. One of these days, we're gonna play golf.
Dog, listen, I'll go out there and give you a little spanking.
Hey, that's all right. I'll take it. I'll take it and like it.
Love y'all.
The CMAs are live on ABC
tonight
at 8/7 Central.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer, and I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food, so the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time, and I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was, and then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. When it comes to things that I love universally, my dogs, and I'll go 3-1. Arkansas sports, number one, my wife. And so I love it. You know what I almost love universally is bacon, because, I mean, it's hard to have bad bacon. I love bacon. I love it, like, not super crispy. I like that middle, like a little bit of crisp on it, but also a little bit of soft. And when it comes to bacon, the best bacon, and again, I love bacon, the best bacon is Right Brand bacon. It's awesome. So awesome that I had some sent to me and I came back. It was up here in the studio and it was gone. And Eddie took a whole case home, but where he blew it was he posted it on Instagram. Bacon is awesome. So let me tell you about Right Brand bacon. It is so good that if you cook bacon for people at your house, they're going to be like, well, what's happening here? Like, you in an extra good mood today? Nope, it's just the bacon. I'm talking about the number one thick cut, flip your whole world upside down type of bacon. The thickness of it, how it's actually real wood smoked. It is unbelievable. Almost indescribable. I cannot tell you about it with words and how good it is. Do yourself a favor and get you some Right Brand bacon and experience bacon the right way.
Broadcasting from the 57th annual CMA Awards.
It's the Bobby Bones Show.
Morgan.
Hey,
Morgan,
Dustin.
Everybody. CMA's 57th.
57th?
Yeah.
Not 75th?
I think it's 50. I was at the 50th. I hope it ain't the 75th yet. Jesus.
Well, I am here right now with Dustin. How are you feeling?
I'm good.
Yeah? You got a song right now that's going crazy. Stars Like Confetti.
I know. Shay Mooney's texted me 2 pictures of it it on the radio today. So I guess it's getting played a lot.
What is your, like, confetti? Like, for me, it's like if I go to the mountains or I see a dog, those are, like, my versions
get you
of
going?
Confetti.
Right now, it's my time of year. I love being in the deer stand, in the deer woods, just taking in nature. I was out at my farm yesterday watching the sunset, and just complete silence and nothing but birds and nature in front of me is the best.
Okay, that is a good one. What about, let's talk about something here real quick. I want to know who's your hero. And just bear with me on this, okay?
Okay.
Like, musical hero, celebrity, athlete.
Yeah.
Can be whatever you want to do.
Okay, let's go musical first. It's George Strait.
Okay.
And I think, you know, from beginning to end, not even the end yet, beginning to now, he's done it the right way. He's still, for everybody that I know that's been around him, still, you know, carries himself with class and takes care of his people. And just has set a lot of great examples for all of us younger artists.
Well, if you're in a room with George Strait, this is probably not where you thought this was going. If it was between you and him, and either he had to throw up on you or you had to throw up on him, which do you prefer would happen?
I would want him to throw up on me. I don't want his memory of me to be the kid that threw up on his boots. So I would kindly take the king's throw up, and hopefully it would be for good reason, like we've been drinking too much of his tequila, you know?
Right. It's like that kind of memory.
And then I could be like, hey, you know what? Since you did that, you owe me. I need to be the ambassador of Codigo.
That is a good, like, segue to try and get to own his tequila. I like that for you.
Yeah, for sure.
The CMAs are live.
Tonight.
At 8, 7 Central on ABC.
Woo!
What up?
All right.
You eating some hot chicken over there?
I did eat some hot chicken. Good. It was really good. Did you eat some?
Yeah. Do I have hot chicken breath?
Let me see. No, your breath smells fine. How about mine?
You smell like hot chicken.
She turned her no. She literally turned her head to the side, didn't even smell. She's like, you can breathe in my ear, but you're not going to breathe in my nose. But what was it? Her having to sing me breathe in her mouth? What does that have to do with anything? I don't have germs. I'm not like, I got cooties or whatever.
Cooties.
I probably do have germs. I got 3 kids.
Cooties.
So, all right. So what has been the worst part about the red carpet, like the whole interview process?
The worst part?
Mm-hmm.
There's no tequila on this carpet.
Okay.
That bugs me. I thought we were going to do a shot.
I'd have done a shot with you, no problem. Do you get tired? Like, when you go to these interviews, is it like, oh, my gosh, here we go. It's such a long day. Or do you just put on a fake smile and go, you know what? I love it. Woo!
No, I do. I mean, I get I feel like I have seen a lot of these people like throughout the last year because I've been doing a lot of radio tour stuff.
Yeah.
But it's like good to reconnect, you know, because I don't get to see them like that much. I see them every once in a while and I've gotten to know a lot of them. And so it feels like a family affair sometimes.
So you do keep in touch with some of the radio people. It's like a personal connection.
Yeah.
Because I always figure you go in, your people are like, okay, this is WGGB from Toledo, Ohio. This is Mary and Steve. Remember that. And you go in, boom, you leave, you flush their names out of your brain, you go to the next one.
I mean, you're definitely like meeting a lot of new people, but I feel like if I can connect, find something to kind of connect on a little bit, it just like, it's more fun for me. You know what I mean? I think it would be like, I think that way it would be like probably really stale, you know? I like to kind of try and find some common ground with people a little bit, have something to talk about.
And what are you looking forward to most at the CMAs? Like, is there anything you're like looking to experience? Like, oh my gosh, I hope I run into so-and-so in the bathroom.
Yeah, I mean, definitely. I would love to. Is Dolly going to be there? I'm going to follow her into the bathroom if so. But it's my first year being nominated. I've never been nominated before, so that's cool.
Yeah, and when you found out you were nominated, you were where, doing what? Did you kind of have a
heads
up?
I woke up and I saw my phone blowing up. Like, people were texting me.
So that's a true story, because everyone says that. Like, oh, my phone just started blowing up. And I'm like, shut up. You people know already. You just, everybody has
I didn't know. No, I didn't know. And I just, like, I don't know if, like, I get really nervous. So I kind of have to just, like, go to bed without my phone and, like, kind of just.
Do you leave in another room?
Yeah. I'll have to, like, prep myself to, like, you might not have got it. So don't get down. You know, like, life will go on. Keep doing you. Keep being you. And then, like, if you go get your phone that morning and you have all these texts and it turns out you did, then it's, like, very exciting, you know?
When you leave the award show tomorrow night, if you don't win, do you feel like a loser?
No, because I kind of think Jelly's going to win, and I love Jelly.
Okay.
Like, I think Jelly's awesome. He's an incredible artist. He's had an incredible year, and I'm just pumped to be there, you know? It's already such a milestone for me to get to be there.
It's such an interesting thing to hear someone say, I think someone else is going to win, like, you know what I mean? But deep down, you're like, damn it, I really want to win, right?
I mean, it'd be awesome to win, yeah.
Okay. And when you see, like, your girlfriends, like, if you guys are going out and they have, like, lipstick on their teeth, do you tell them?
Yeah.
Then how come you didn't tell me I have something in my teeth?
You do have something in your teeth. I didn't see it.
You didn't see it?
No.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Are you sure you didn't look at him and be like, oh, my gosh, I don't know if I should say something?
No.
Tell me the truth. It's okay. If you
I told you had hot chicken breath. Don't you think I would tell you?
Okay. I mean, I put it there on purpose to test you, to see if you would let me know that I
Did
have spinach.
You? Okay.
I took a pin cap, and I kept shoving it in my teeth to see if you would tell me. But, yeah, that's just a little bit of awkwardness. And now, who is your hero? Dolly Parton's your hero, right?
Yeah.
So you see her at the CMAs.
Yeah.
Would you rather her puke on you, or would you rather puke on her?
Her puke on me.
Her puke
Would
on
you
me?
Rather puke on her?
Yeah, I think I'd rather. Well, I don't know. It'd be cool to have your hero puke on you, like, oh my gosh, like, wow. But also it'd be like, Dolly puked on me, that's cool, and you save it in a jar. But then also you would go, man, you're the guy that puked on Dolly.
I don't want that. I don't want that to my name.
Okay, Haley Witters, thank you very much. Good luck tomorrow night.
Thank you.
Jelly, make sure you don't win so she can win. Thank you. All right, bye.
Thanks.
The CMAs are live on ABC
tonight
at 8/7 Central.
I missed you over there. I didn't even see the camera over here. Chase, good to meet you, man. Doing great, man. First time here. I'm freaking out over here.
Hey, dude, I'm freaking out, too. Hey, it's Lunchbox and Chase Matthew. How you doing, man?
Man, I'm doing incredible.
Man, it's crazy. You're freaking out, and I'm freaking out because I have no idea who you are.
Yeah, dude, I'm a nobody, really. Somebody let me in the back door, man, and, yeah, I started singing when I was 14 years old. Or I started singing my whole life, but I started putting music out when I was 14, and somehow I ended up with all these awesome badass people, so here we are.
What has it been like for you, like the overwhelm, shock, everything that's going on?
It's insane, man. You know, I walked in the door, as soon as I pulled up, it's in my regular car. And
What do you drive?
I've got a Yukon, just a GMC Yukon.
What year?
2023.
Oh, yeah. So you got new money.
I just got it. But I'm from Nashville, so I had a ton of hometown support out there, man. Like, friends from high school, like, just cheering me on, and it was
cool.
Awesome. Yeah, so.
Yeah, because I rolled up in my 05 Altima.
Hey, this thing's run great.
Well, no, it needs a new engine.
Oh.
The check engine light's on. It, like, when I started, it goes, no. And so, like, every day, it's like, is it going to start? Is it going
to? I'm a mechanic, too. So
no crap.
Yeah, yeah, literally. I was a mechanic for 6 years before I did this. So if you need me to look at it, just let me know.
I do, because I took it to the one shop, and they were like, oh, it needs a new fuel pump. They put that on there. That didn't work. You need new spark plugs. They put that in there, and nothing.
No joke, I could probably figure that out. Outside of this, yeah, I probably help you.
Yeah, because, I mean, my wife wants me to get rid of it, and they're ready for it to die, and I'm like, no, it still can work.
Hey, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. But it's almost broke, so let's fix it.
So when did you realize that, you know what, music could actually happen? Like, you're a mechanic, yeah. And you're still singing?
Yeah, man. Well, music's kind of all I've ever known. I grew up in a musical family, grew up singing in church and stuff, you know, but the day I say everything really changed was when I gave it to God, man, because, like, I think a lot of us struggle with believing in ourselves, and I just want whatever I do in this industry to be inspirational, you know, and for positivity. So, but I always give recognition to the Lord, man. I'm a high school dropout. I ain't supposed to be here, you know. So
no crap, you dropped out of high school. Yeah, I dropped out of college too, man. We're cool. Yeah.
I never made it to college, but I've been to a few of those parties. They're pretty wild.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, I'm just grateful to be here, man. And when I gave it to the Lord, that's when everything changed.
Yeah, my
man,
mom filled out my college application. That's how I got into college, man. I'll be honest with you. And then 3 hours short of graduation, I was like, you know what? I already got a job on the radio. I don't need to go back.
Yeah, well, it's working out now. Yeah. So, I mean, who cares?
So, right? Did you ever go get your GED?
No, dude.
Wow.
No.
Have you ever thought about it?
Yes. I'm going to do it someday. Yeah, I'm definitely going to do it. And we're going to, like, vlog the whole thing. You're going to watch me fail it 3 times. And then I'm going to get it. Have a whole cheerleader system outside waiting.
That would be cool, dude. Like, we could have it. You could graduate. We could have your graduation on the Bobby Bones Show.
Yo, let's go, bro. Yeah.
Like, I'm serious.
Well, I'm serious. And you bring your car, I'll bring my diagnostic tools. We'll get it fixed.
Okay, cool. And I got a question for you. Like, when you meet people or you see a chick and she's got lipstick on her teeth, do you tell her?
If she's got lipstick on her teeth?
Yeah, like, you know, like, are they have something in their teeth?
No, I'm just like, let me fix that.
Yeah, because, I mean, I had this green thing in my teeth the whole time.
And then we kiss, you know?
You see this green?
I do see it, yeah.
How come you didn't say nothing?
Because I thought you went to Olive Garden and just ate some, you know, parsley or something. I don't know.
I know, but I had a salad and I stuck it in there on purpose. I was like, I'm going to test Chase and see if he'll tell me that I have green crap in my teeth.
Well, I got messed up teeth too, so I ain't tripping.
I mean, did you see it and you're just like,
I actually didn't see it, so you said anything.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. Now I see it. You got some of your teeth, bro.
Oh, thank you, man. Look at that. Yeah. See, I took a pin cap and I just shoved it in there.
What'd you do? What is
it's
that?
It's a salad.
Salad?
It's spinach. Yeah, they had salad out there, man. Did you get any of that free lunch?
Nope. I didn't
you
know
better
we had
get
any.
Listen,
we better go.
Dude, it's delicious. Like, if you're smart, you ask them for a to-go box.
Uh-huh.
Man, it never gets old. Like, being a musician, you get free food.
Oh, dude, yeah, with catering and stuff. Sometimes it's good, sometimes it ain't. But every time it's been in Nashville, it's been pretty good.
I'm going to tell you, this stuff is good. So you want to try it?
Got to get the spinach. Leave a little in your teeth. That's how you know you did a good job.
Yeah. Anything else you want to tell America that they should know about you, download you, stream you? Because, like I said, I didn't know you until you walked up here. We met. You're a mechanic. You're going to look at the 05 Altima. And it's going to be amazing.
Yeah. I'm Chase Matthew. New music coming. Big tour top of the year. And make sure you stay tuned, because if you ain't now, you'll want to be later for sure.
Yeah. And also, he doesn't tell you if you have something in your teeth, he ain't going to say nothing.
No,
thank
man.
You, Chase. You very well. Nice meeting you, man.
You too.
The CMAs are live tonight at 8, 7 Central on ABC.
The laugh. I'm not going to do any of that.
Yeah, I get it.
You get it. That was funny.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah. Lunchbox with Warren Treaty. How are you guys doing?
What's
doing
up, good. Brother?
Man, let me tell you. We introduced ourselves. We had never met. I don't know much about you guys. You don't know much about me. And I said, I'm Lunchbox. And then you made a corny joke.
I know. I'm corny. I'm not funny at all. It flatlined real bad. And you know what I
of
like about
places,
you?
Of all places you do a flat joke, it's on the Bobby Bones show.
You know, you know what I like about you? You didn't even smile and like fake it like it was funny. You were like,
I
love it so much.
Like,
I love it.
It's like when your kid can't sing. You don't tell him, oh, yeah, keep trying, you know? Like,
why? Sure don't.
Well, you know,
don't ever do that again.
Exactly.
He does. No. It's terrible. He told our son he was a terrible soccer player, but it made him better.
Right.
And they went to the championship. They actually made the semifinals.
And then they lost.
And then, yeah.
Well, and that's sad.
That's sad.
It sucks.
And he's 12.
Overachievers.
Yeah.
It's okay, but it motivates him to get better, right?
That's right.
Instead, like, if someone sucks at something, you're like, you're so good, you should go try out for American Idol. It's like, What? No, you shouldn't. Like, you're terrible.
I don't know what song she's talking about. It did not motivate him to get better. Roblox motivated him.
Oh, that's true, because we were yelling from the sidelines, $200 worth of Roblox. He got good real quick. Yeah.
Oh, so you motivated him
with money.
No, smart. It's called bribe.
Yeah. Well, here's the crazy part is I coached my 3-year-old soccer game. And 3-year-old. Okay.
How's that?
It's pure chaos.
I was going to say, it's like a bunch of little dogs
on the field.
Around.
Like, you can't keep them on the field, right? Like, have them climbing the tree. You know, they're all eating snacks.
Come back, get the balls
like,
over here.
Sometimes you got 2 people on the field. Sometimes you got 10 people on the field. It was a disaster, right?
Can I eat this?
And this one parent on our team, they're 3.
Oh.
And he says, how are they supposed to play? Look at the field conditions.
At 3?
And I said, they're 3! And then his child was not scoring goals.
Yeah.
He goes, look, you score a goal, $20.
What, 3-year-old?
At 3 years old!
He's my hero. That's me.
That is Michael. I had to stop him. He was walking up and down, and I was like, look, this is a 12-year-old soccer game. He was walking up like he's playing.
I said, get your hands in the game!
Football.
Get your hands in the game! They were like.
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
You're one of those dads.
Yeah, he is. That's it's me. Pretty bad.
Ex-military, man. I'm a war vet.
Okay.
I motivate everybody.
Even the refs.
That was a bad joke, Tanya, when we started.
Yeah, that's bad.
I got your back.
Thank you, man. Now, that wasn't a bad joke, too.
That was.
And I love you.
Thank you. He's really funny. He's funny. This guy's funny.
Oh, you trying to say I'm not?
You told me you weren't. with your joke at the beginning, I knew you weren't.
Well, like, I mean, you got to motivate me like you do to 3-year-olds. Come on. What you doing?
Guys, if you finish this game, we can get a snack, okay? Like, just wait till the end of the game we get snacks. We don't have to go out the field at the beginning of the game.
I love it so much. So
and the games are long. Yeah. They're like 2 hours.
I know.
What kind of games are you guys playing?
It's pretty bad.
Oh, at 12. Yeah, they're probably playing.
We play Lover's Game. Uh-oh.
Oh.
Hint our new album name. Lover's Game.
I was like, I don't know what that means.
See?
Lover's Game. We got the plug in, guys. They gave me the rap, so I can't.
We got it in.
I can't even ask you about the album.
We did it. Come on, you got a minute. Let's see what you got.
He
wrapped it up.
So tell me, what has it been like? What's it been like being a country music group? Like, how do you work together, live together, love together?
Fight,
and make a lot of love.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
The makeup.
The makeup is love.
I like that.
Yeah, that's the way to go right there.
But, yep.
But how do you handle it with the kids? Like, I don't know if you have kids or kids.
Yeah, we do.
We have 4.
Okay,
yeah.
4.
Mm-hmm.
But when you go out on the road, who takes? What,
they come with us.
What about school?
Homeschool.
They're all out of school except one.
Yeah, we homeschool.
Okay, that's cool.
Yes, we have a crazy life.
It sounds like it.
It is.
Okay, cool. Anything else you want to talk about? I mean, I don't know. This guy's giving me the rap signal, so I don't want to get in trouble. He already told me, don't go over 2 minutes. I think we've gone over 2 minutes, and I'm getting the death.
He's a nice guy.
Well, are they nice guys?
Yeah.
I know they're just doing their job.
He's a nice guy.
He's not nice. He's very mean. He's
rapping it up.
I was like, what happened? We just sat down.
No. And you know what else they say to you? But before you guys come up,
they
don't have a lot of time. We don't have a lot of time. Like,
what am I supposed to do?
Yeah, exactly.
She's going to tell a corny joke.
Like,
I'm going to have to pretend I'm going to laugh at it.
But thank you
go through
the
all
show.
That.
Thank you for supporting us. Thank you for helping tell our story. And shout out to Bobby.
Yeah,
shout out to Bobby. Yeah, Bobby, I appreciate you, everything you've done for them and for me and for, you know. What?
Shut up. Wow, you get treated bad. A bad joke, and then you get treated like that. I'm so sorry. I'll never do it again.
Thank you, Warren Tree. Hey, let me tell you. And I'm going to bring you guys out when I need motivation for the 3-year-olds.
Okay, let's do it.
Take it easy, Warren Tree. Bye.
Thank you.
The CMAs are live on ABC.
Tonight.
At 8, 7 Central.
Morgan here with Riley Green. Riley, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. I'm about to say something, and I don't know if you're going to be weirded out or like,
Probably. But it's normal. Go ahead.
You have a dog now, and I was about to call you a dog dad, but do you not like the term dog dad?
I've never heard it. Is there something? Is that got like another meaning or something?
You made
that weird, and it wasn't weird.
Well, I have learned that some guys don't like being like a dog dad. They're like, no, I'm the owner.
Yeah. Well, Carl pretty much owns me at this point. He's become way more famous than I am. There's signs in the crowd. Where's Carl at? We want Carl. People come in the meet and greet and just like look at my feet, looking for Carl. Like, I don't even think people come to my shows to see me anymore.
Well, it is a corgi, and corgi butts are like the cutest thing ever.
He waddles when he walks.
Yeah.
He's a corgi and a blue heeler, so he like thinks he's a herd dog, but his legs are too short and he's not built for it.
That's fair. Well, okay, so
I don't mind it. No, it's okay.
Dad doesn't offend you.
I'll put it like this. I've been called way worse. Today, even.
What were you called today?
I can't say it on air.
Oh, I'm so sorry. And I would never say that. I thought I was about to be offensive here with Dog Dad, but that's
you
okay.
You got more than that. Go ahead. Throw it at me.
You're also living down in Alabama. Basically, you're living the life. You get to live where you want to live. You're going out on touring. What's that like for you?
It's two very different lifestyles. being on tour and this world is not really what I would call reality. So I think it's probably more important for me now than ever to get back to that place where things are a little slower and a little more normal. And I love going back to the farm any chance I get.
What's your perfect day on the farm like?
No
Besides
phone,
the corgi butt.
You know, just nothing to do. Obviously, Carl's little corgi butt chasing all my goats and pigs around. Carl and my dog Jazz, my lab, they go chase golf balls I hit on the farm. So yeah, just fishing a little bit, riding around on the side by side. Nothing to do. It goes a long way for me.
Okay, well, I right now you're doing a lot of things, so I can't help you with that, but that sounds like a really good perfect day.
Yeah.
Do you like to watch any TV shows? Are you binging anything?
I'm not a big TV person. I turn it on for the sound, like when I'm eating. I like to have some noise.
Do you have an emotional support TV show? Like if you just need a noise and you put on something in the background, is it a TV show or movie that you can put on and not think about?
I ate breakfast today watching Shawshank Redemption.
That is a
that's one of those movies that I've seen 8 billion times, but I would watch it right now.
That's a great movie, but like for your background noise is a little intense.
Well, it's not like a war movie or something would be intense. That one's just like, you know, it's like kind of slow and dramatic.
Slow and dramatic, and there's a lot of things.
I had a great omelet this morning watching Shawshank Redemption. So,
fair enough. Who's your hero? Like musical hero? It could be a celebrity hero, athlete.
I was a huge Troy Aikman fan as a kid. I remember wearing Brute Cologne as a kid because he was on the commercial.
Okay.
I thought he was the coolest guy ever.
Well, let me paint this picture for you. You get to meet Troy, and you guys are talking. Would you rather him vomit on you or you vomit on him?
Now, this you didn't preface that question with this is going to be weird, but the dog thing was going to be weird. Yeah, would I rather throw up on another man or him throw up on me? I guess... There's not a right answer.
It's a would you rather question.
I mean, because he's like Troy Aikman, maybe him. I guess I know I could handle it. I'd just be like, all right, you know, whatever. But if I did it on him, security would probably like tackle me or something. So
I mean, you know.
That's a weird question. That's the weirdest question of the day.
Well, I'm glad I take that title.
Yeah, you got it.
Thank you for that. It's good to see you, Riley.
You too.
The CMAs are live. Tonight. At 8, 7 Central on ABC.
All right, it's Morgan here with Ian. I even asked you before, and then I missed the first part of your name. It wasn't even the second part. I called you Ian.
That's all right.
That's not
right.
Even a front. Okay.
Not the first time
well,
this happened.
Well, so. It's Morgan here it's with Ian Munsick. Wow, I nailed that. Listen, Ian, you're from Wyoming, and
yes,
I just got the chance to go there for the first time.
Oh, awesome. Where'd you go?
For Yellowstone National Park.
That is awesome. That is, if you would have said Jackson Hole, I would have told you that that's not actually Wyoming. Land-wise, yes. People-wise, no. But Yellowstone, that's the real deal right there. It's beautiful.
Oh, it was insane. And I also didn't realize there's Montana and Idaho, like, right
all there.
In there.
Mm-hmm.
It was insane. I've never witnessed land and area like that. Like, I grew up in Kansas, right? I had nothing to really look at as far as scenery.
Yeah.
What was it like for you growing up in Wyoming? Is it as beautiful as I picture it?
It is, yeah, yeah. There's a lot of Wyoming that's not very beautiful, just like prairie and that's it, but where I grew up is where the prairie meets the mountain, so it's like it is gorgeous. It's the best of both worlds. And I grew up on a cattle ranch there, so living the rancher lifestyle has had a huge influence on my music, and specifically being from Wyoming and the Rocky Mountains, where there's no other people from there in country music. I've always felt like it's my duty to bring the West to the rest, as I like to say.
I like it. And you know what? The coolest part about the West is I felt like it is very secluded. It's very, there's so much about it that you get to experience that you don't feel like other people have ever gotten to experience.
Yep.
So it's cool that you're bringing that kind of sound and that imagery to what we have.
Thank you.
So if you meet like a new fan today, what's the number one thing you hope they take away from you when they meet you?
I hope.
Or hear you sing.
Through my music, I hope that they hear the uniqueness of it and that they can't compare it to anything else that they've heard. That is, that's always my goal as an artist is to bring something fresh to the country music format.
Yeah, and you definitely are. So, like, you are getting there. So don't let yourself think otherwise. I do want to know, like, if you had, like, the massive dream, what's the biggest thing that you hope? Maybe it's playing a venue. Maybe you're singing with a certain person. What's, like, the biggest dream for you that you're shooting for in country music?
Ooh, in country music?
You could have dreams outside of it, too. I imagine, Well,
honestly, my dream is to be able to live on the ranch in Wyoming and still play country music. Because right now I live in Nashville, but...
And that is not the same.
No. And it's very, very hard to get in and out of Wyoming. And for what I do, I need to get in and out almost every week, you know? So the goal is to live in Wyoming, maybe get a PJ...
And, I see that. For those who do not know, a little private jet situation.
That's right.
You can pull like a Dierks Bentley, a Darius Rucker.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. That's okay. I like it. Exactly. I love this for you. Okay. Also, I have a fun question.
Cool.
Would you rather style? Who's your hero? Like your number one hero? It could be an artist. It could be
Paul McCartney.
Paul McCartney. Okay. Well, I'm picturing it now. Ian or Ian is like to say. Ian and Paul, you're meeting. If somebody had to vomit, would you rather be him on you or you on him?
Him on me all day. All day.
Okay.
I would have Beetle DNA on me. That's
awesome. How you take it? You're like, steep it into my veins? I have not heard that yet.
Yeah, maybe not that extreme, but...
I mean, this is what we're working with right now, right?
Yeah. Okay. But definitely, I mean, I would die of... me throwing up on Paul McCartney, yeah, right, dude. That would be...
Yeah, see,
that would be the end of me.
You would think that would be everyone's answer,
but it's
not. It has not been.
Oh, well.
Because most people think if they do it, then it'd be like a vice versa, and it's just going to be a whole lot of vomit situation. So, gosh. I'm with you. I like your answer. All right, Ian, it's great to see you.
Thank you guys for having me today.
Always.
The CMAs are live on ABC.
Tonight.
At 8, 7 Central.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, well, just go to tecovas.com. That's TECOVAS.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Canva is awesome for so many reasons, for your social media, but for work. If you're looking for ways to impact at work, Canva can help your points get across. All right, Mike, what do we use it for? Like one sheets, if we're doing like a presentation, graphics?
Oh, it's awesome for graphics. Super easy to use.
And that's the thing too, especially with some of these apps, you think, well, there's no way I'll be able to use it. Well, me, because I'm a dummy. But even I can use Canva to make things look cool, right?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to insult me and say yeah so quickly.
Yeah, you can do it.
Yes.
It's awesome.
So it's easy design, impactful Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, videos. Start with a designer-made template, which makes it so easy, especially for me. Customize with your content. You can add images and graphics and charts. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work.